Bup, 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 intro. Bup, 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 sip and tell. Bup, 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 intro. Bup, 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 intro to Sip and Tell Podcast.
Okay, guys. Well, we are at episode 4 of Sip and Tell Podcast. My name is Ricky. We have Isaac. We have Seth. Like, we are always here. We're trying some a new format so that we're kind of looking at each other a little bit better. We have some new goals and looks for our podcast as well. First of all, we're going to be starting the beer up top instead of at the end of the podcast. Secondly, we have better notes, so we're not looking at our phones the entire time. And third, I won't be talking the entire podcast, so that'll be fun.
Plus, we're going to get like a little tipsy at the beginning of the podcast.
We'll be able to drink the entire podcast. That'll be fun. Yeah, so without further ado, let's get into it. Our beer this week we decided on was Fremont Brewing. I went to visit there and I thought that'd be a fun beer to try. Isaac's going to tell us a little bit about Fremont and the history of them before we jump on in.
Do you want to pop them open first?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's start with the summer ale.
All right, so we got the Fremont Summer Ale and just American Pale Ale. Solid. I had this at the wedding back in July and loved it.
That's a good beer.
I think we all had this one before.
Yeah, I had actually had a barbecue last week at work.
Yeah. I've got some at home. It's good for this time of year.
Yeah, I figured that, like, that's why I wanted to try to get like a spectrum of stuff going on this one. We have a pale ale, a hazy, an imperial, and then a stout. That's probably a good start for now.
Yep.
So while we're drinking, go ahead. Yeah.
These glasses, actually, I chose these Red Lodge Ales glasses for a purpose. But before we jump into that, this brewery was founded back in 2009 by a dude named Matt Linscombe, who sounds like a pretty interesting character. So this guy didn't have a history in being a brewer himself, other than being like a home brewer, so not traditionally educated that I know of. Instead, he was actually an attorney for the brewing and hospitality industries. So he worked in that for a long time, and then he started doing some home brewing himself. It sounds like he had some minor catastrophes as far as like the recipes that he was using. And what he ended up... Okay, cool. Well, he decided to just stick to one recipe and make it the best he possibly could. It ended up being their Universale, which we don't have. But it's good. It's solid, right? It's a solid beer. So I understand why he looked at that and he said, okay, I could definitely make a beer out of this. So he turned around and decided to start a brewery, quit his law practice. They had super low amount of funding, like 10 grand to get a brewery started. And so they just reached out to the community. Of course, I'm sure he had a ton of contacts based on what he did. But he got with Georgetown and Red Lodge Ales out of Montana. And they supplied a lot of the equipment to help get him started. Clearly they're doing good things with their focus on the quality of their beer. I think they're saying is like because beer matters or something like that. And they have a huge community employee focus. Like you can see all kinds of information about them on YouTube. He's done a bunch of interviews. Their website has some great info on their about page. Like if you want to see behind the scenes a little bit and kind of like meet the owner and the head brewer and just hear what they're focused on, they've got some really cool like videos just embedded on the page too. So I'd say check it out. Like Fremont, they make good beer and they seem to be like a legit, like awesome company to have around in the Seattle area too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Without further ado, let's drink some.
Oh, to be fair, I already drank. So well, that's okay.
Yeah, sorry, I was definitely drinking this the whole time.
Here I am yakking, not drinking. God, that's good.
Yeah, it's a solid beer, especially for a pale. It's very refreshing.
Right.
Yeah, so man, we're getting a little bit lagged on our string. We need to get. That's the other thing we need to do is get hardwired. That's fine. We'll figure that out.
You do.
Okay. So, like, at this point, we could, as we're going through, we could, instead of just focusing on the beer, we could start talking about what's going on, so we could kind of sandwich it in, versus just sitting here in quiet, sipping beers and whatnot. So, as
Wildly
we get...
appreciating the beer.
As we're going forward, let's start with what's been going on in your guys' life. It's been about a month since we've... Well, not since we've hung out. We've hung out way too much, maybe. But since we've...
see how it is.
it's been about a month since we've, talked on the podcast. So what's been going on Let's start with you, Seth. What's going on in your life?
Oh, what's been going on with me? I finally had a housewarming party. I bought a house in mid-April, but got married shortly after that and had a lot going on. So we finally had enough time to put together a housewarming party this past Friday. So that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys are all there, of course. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else have I been up to? Not a whole lot. Trying to do some running. Injured my ankle a little bit along the way, so I kind of come back from that. Spent some time drinking some beer and just working like normal, I guess. So nothing too crazy recently.
I don't think I heard about that. How'd you injure your ankle?
Oh, I was playing Frisbee. Ultimate Frisbee.
It's always Frisbee.
It was dumb.
Don't act like it's not Frisbee. It's always Frisbee or
something. Actually, we did hike part of the Wonderland Trail.
So, oh, that's right.
Yeah, so that was a couple weeks ago. It was awesome. So I was kind of support crew. I did a little bit of day hiking. The ankle kind of prevented me from doing some of the trail running. But some of the people we were with ran the whole Wonderland Trail, which is 103 miles.
Okay.
They did it in 3 days. And so that was really cool. So I kind of had a car and carried a lot of the stuff while I camped. But yeah, that was fun. Really pretty. You know, we had some rainy weather one of the days, which is not surprising for the area, but, one of the days we had some gorgeous weather and it was a lot of fun. So that's mostly what I've been up to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Isaac, very cool. What's been going new for you?
Got hitched.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got married since last one.
So yeah, yeah.
Were you married last episode? You were married last episode, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Yep.
July 7th. Yeah.
So we're now.
I think we recorded shortly after that.
I was supposed to say we could change the podcast name to Three Married Men. Married Men of Beer.
We're getting
We'll try some new stuff
producer.
Later. We'll bounce some stuff off each other. But yeah, what else has been going on with you?
Boom. So okay, yeah, got married. Actually, tried a lot of good beer at that wedding. So that was pretty cool. Like I said, we had this, mm-hmm. and that was kind of my go-to the entire time. On tap, we had Harp Lager, which I was pushing for something else, but we ended up having to get a keg like super last minute. 2 days before the wedding, we had a beer shortage that we didn't anticipate at all, which is like not acceptable. So yeah, we ended up just rolling over to BevMo over at Olympia and getting just a keg of Harp Lager. Something easy, drinkable. I don't know like what my extended family and Jasmine's extended family's where they're at as far as like IPAs go.
Yeah.
I was about to get one and then Jasmine talked me out of it. But
I'd say most of the harp is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how'd you guys do on the keg when it was all said and done?
I didn't get to do a keg stand, I'll tell you that.
You read up, did you guys pop it before then or bust it?
No, we didn't blow it.
But
I brought it back to Olympia, but it was light enough that I could pretty easily get it in the car.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's
good. Good dent in it then, that's an important thing.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, it was definitely a lot harder to get in my car in Olympia than it was getting it back into my car.
Which, appreciated again, like respect for you guys all helped out a ton at that wedding, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Started a D&D campaign. We actually play for the first time tonight, so I'm pretty excited about that too. Just getting back in the super nerd game.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's pretty much what's going on in my life.
Cool. Let's jump into the second beer and I'll tell you guys what's going on with me.
Yeah.
So this is Head Full of Dynamite. This has been their kind of summer IPA this year. This is actually version 5, so they've gone I've had version 4, Jesus. I think is the only version I've had up to this point. I know you've had version 4.
I had version 4 at the
beer fest, right? Festival, I think that was version 4, I'm pretty sure that was.
Yeah.
So yeah, and last weekend, 2 weekends ago, Amanda and I went to Seattle and we were actually able to try and grab a 4-pack while I was there. So yeah, I'm really excited about this one. I mean, anything hazy right now is my jam, so
yeah,
that works
out. Yes,
this
is a hazy IPA.
Yeah, that's tasty, man.
I
have not had this version. This is delicious.
That's really good. It seems less bitter than this, the pale ale.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
By quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that it's pale was more, like, so citrus. Close to a... It's almost close to an IPA.
Yeah.
But still more smooth than, like, something like this is going to be. I think this is going to have a lot more of the bitterness.
Brothers has got a real bite, yeah.
And they also had the... They had sister? I didn't know there was a difference, and I don't know how much of a difference is, but I saw sister, and I was like, oh, and then I saw brother, and I was like, I guess I'll get brother, so I didn't know which one to grab. Okay, so with me, a lot of stuff has happened.
Really good.
Turned 37, I'm an old man now, officially. Now I was the oldest man on the podcast, and I'm just becoming the oldest man on the podcast, right?
Nah.
So for my birthday, Amanda and I went up to Seattle one day and we just hit every brewery we can. I said, take it back. We went to 2 breweries and ate all the food that we could. We had, humbows, and we walked through Pie Place, and we went to Biscuit Bitch, which is always fun if you're okay with sassy young men making fun of you while you're ordering your food. But it's really fun. There's a thing, like, if you guys haven't been to Biscuit Bitch, definitely worth going to.
Have not.
Yeah, very good. Very good sandwiches. The second location in Pioneer is a better location because it has more seating. The first location is very, very tiny.
How do they compare to Pine State down in Portland?
I think...
I mean, we're not talking, like, attitude. Clearly, it's a different experience.
But. I would say Pine State's probably a little bit better, but they do more of, like, a chicken and biscuit type thing. This place is more a traditional biscuit and sandwich. But, like, I end up having something new. Amanda got Spam... and eggs. I ended up going for something called the Canadian, which was bacon, peanut butter, and maple syrup. And I decided to throw an egg on that bitch, and it was awesome. It was really good, stupid messy. Well, like, you have to understand, when I make pancakes at home, I do pancakes, egg, and bacon on top. And that's just how I eat my pancakes. Yeah, and every once in a while I'll throw peanut butter on there, and it all works together. So Biscuit Bitch, I thumbs up that place for sure. You guys should definitely visit maybe we'll make a Seattle trip at some point. So we have Cloudburst and Fremont.
And public disclosure here, Ricky's a savage Yelper too. Savage.
How dare you?
So.
Not savage at all. I'm probably one of the nicest Yelpers in the world until I get super salty. And then last weekend we just did a whole birthday weekend, watched Mission Impossible, that stuff. We just did super, I just did all the things I could think of that would make me happy. Smoked a lot of meats, barbecued a bunch. All that stuff. All the stuff that I was like, if I'm turning 37, I'm going to blow it out. Oh, ran 10 miles. Almost killed this guy in Allison. No big deal. It happens.
Heat exhaustion is a real thing.
We were saved by an angel. It was a beautiful thing.
Hydrate, people. Hydrate.
And then this last week, this weekend, yesterday we did my celebration hangout with friends for my birthday. We went to Gig Harbor, visited a ton of breweries, had some pizza, and got some presents, and then did an escape room, which was amazing. Yeah, although cool. This guy didn't get a visit to try because he has a new job. But yeah, it was a ton of fun. Life is good, and all those things are awesome. So let's move on from our personal stuff. Oh, wait, one other thing. I lost my Diablo 3 character. I had my...
R.I.P. moment of silence.
R.I.P. your Diablo character.
Hardcore character got stomped to death. And then I just sat there in silence for a second. I was like, I think I might be done with Diablo for a while, but I might jump back into the season before it's over. But that was heartbreaking. I did start Stardew Valley, and that's mostly it. I built a shelf. No, that's not important. It's not done yet. Even I've half built a shelf. It's a work in progress. Okay, let's move on to the beer we've had.
Wait, did we actually talk about what this tasted like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not really.
I'm getting like a lot of pineapple notes.
Yeah, it does. Yep. It does feel very.
But it's not like a good pineapple.
Yeah,
it's not a ghost fish pineapple.
Well, yeah,
I hate referring to ghost fish as like the ghost fish pineapple. But seriously, that pineapple was so gross that I have to bring it up again.
Nice. There's a big difference between, I would say, when they probably put pineapple juice in, and it has like a weird pineapple flavor at the end versus like a nice pineapple note at the beginning or citrus note at the beginning. Same things happen with grapefruit IPAs. I've had that happen where it's like the end is so bitter because it tastes like grapefruit rind.
This is
like,
really sweet. Is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
sweet. That's why I like the hazy so much is it has like a nice little sweetness. But yeah, hazy is my jam right now. Like anything hazy, I'll try.
New England IPA has been really good.
Is that New England's or Northeast?
I was on Untappd today, and I heard or saw it referred to as New England.
I don't know. Yeah, I
see
it as
the same thing.
NE IPAs. And I don't know if that's New England or if it's like Northeastern or what is that.
I want to say I saw it spelled out, but I'm second guessing myself.
I mean, it's all like all the IPAs are coming over from that general direction might be New England.
Yeah.
I offer nothing to this conversation. I'm sorry.
I think it's New England, but I don't.
You might be right. You might I made a mistake on your. Instagram. I thought it was a department. Apparently it's...
Oh.
The doctor,
I still need to change
physical
that.
Physical therapy or whatever. That's I was like, oh. Now, but I'll always remember is Seth Department.
Seth Department.
Okay, probably let's talk about some of the beer we've been drinking. All right, should we move on to the next one?
Yeah.
Let's
finish up. So we're moving on to Fremont Brother.
So yeah,
an Imperial IPA, which I don't know if you heard when I was talking to the brewery guy at Wet Coast...
I didn't.
I asked him, hey, what's the deal with Imperial? Because I still hadn't answered the question for myself by doing simple research online.
Nice.
And he said, for IPAs in particular, it does have to do with the amount of IBUs and hops that they use during the brewing process. So more hops, more IBUs, and more ABV we'll get you an Imperial.
Gotcha.
But he said and it was primarily ABV, right?
He said it was primarily ABV because I brought up, like, hey, you know, they do stouts that are Imperial as well. And he said, yeah, in that case, it's they're not talking about hops. They're talking specifically about the ABV. Okay. So I don't know what the threshold is, and I don't even know if there is one, but I'm sure it's like probably 7 or 8% where you can start touting your stout as a Imperial.
Gotcha. Does it say what kind of hops it uses? It has a very...
It smells amazing. Kind of a floral note.
Is that okay?
It just says, Amanda? No? Unrestrained quantities of hops for a head slap of beery ferociousness. It is a bear, so it's like Brother Bear. It's got this total, like,
Well, and like I said, there's a sister. Yeah, there's a sister one, but I don't know what that means, what the difference is between them. We'll have to try it. Oh, and it says Earth on the front. I don't know if that's anything. Maybe all three months say Earth. Nope, I take it back. All three months say
Earth. Well, these guys have, like, so they've gone huge. I have a feeling because owner slash founder was so into that community before they actually opened the brewery. Like, they've got a whole laboratory set up where they've got, like, actual, like, 3 full-time lab techs who just work on the beer recipes, right?
They're the true beer nerds.
Fine-tune things. Yeah, seriously. Like, they probably would watch our podcast and be like, dude, you guys need to learn what these
things are. Oh, yeah, so please come in. Our producer Amanda is jumping in real quick.
Yeah.
The difference between the brother and sister.
Okay, so brother was the first beer they developed in the Imperial series and is inspired by their desire to thank brothers everywhere. And then sister is the most imperious of their Imperial series and is inspired by our desire to thank sisters everywhere.
Okay, so the brother's the first one, and then the sister just seems like it's a little higher Imperial.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
A little more ferocious. So
they're probably very similar in taste, but one might have a little more punch. I would say this is, for Imperial, this is relatively smooth.
Yeah.
It does have that
not...
hoppy IPA taste at the end, but it's like it's a later note. It's not even like I'm done drinking.
It's not the first time that you know this.
Yeah. I like it. This is really good.
I do not typically like Imperial IPAs, I'll be honest. Like, the crazy amount of hops that go into the thing and the bitterness, like, it's a turnoff for me, but this is good.
See, but like I said, you can smell like it. You can smell that note.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that... Like I said, I don't know what kind of hops those are, but... Sandy, that's when I'm at full...
Oh, and that's where I was going. So they actually... I don't know if they own or if they co-op or what, but they have a large amount of farmland where they can do their own organic hops, so...
Over in Yakima?
I don't know, man.
I'm curious.
I think they said west of the Cascades or east of the Cascades. I know that's, like, that's not helpful at all.
East of the Cascades, right?
But I didn't write it in my notes, but I did read it on their website, so check out their website.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next part of our podcast, the good beer, good, bad, and ugly beers that we've had. Bad, and indifferent is what we'll call it. I have 1,000 beers on here, so I could start us off with some good, if you guys wanted to let your brain meld with it real quick. So the first one I have on here is the Trapdoor Tang. Amanda was really excited about the Trapdoor Tang, and so was Pint Defiance when we went there. Because they were excited to get Trapdoor there. We found out later, Trapdoor's in Vancouver. Trapdoor Tang is a very smooth...
Vancouver, Washington.
Yes, I'm sorry. Vancouver, Washington. I forgot there's multiple Vancouvers in the world.
And we're close to both of them.
Trapdoor Tang is a very, very smooth IPA. It kind of reminded me of Chainbreaker, but a little fruitier. Mm-hmm. And even to the extent that Amanda was able to try it without hating it completely, which is a shock because Amanda hates IPAs. So, in addition to that... We grabbed a Stone Wheat Stout. We haven't had a Wheat Stout for a couple years, actually, and that's the one that Will Wheaton works on with Stone Brewing.
Will Wheaton? Yes. Like the Will Wheaton I'm thinking of? Board game Will Wheaton?
Yes, and also from Star Trek fame?
Yeah.
Yes, he usually helps him with the Wheat Stout, and I'm not sure
Big
to what extent.
Will Wheaton?
Yes. Yes, that Will Wheaton.
How many references can we...
Oh, we could keep going. Stand by Me, Will Wheaton.
I'm out of reference.
You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was like, I'm tapped out.
But yeah, that the Wheat Stout, this one, I think it had pecans in it. And it did taste a little bit nutty. It's a solid beer. It's a little rich. When it comes to like these stout-type beers, it's really good for us to split them, even at 12 ounce, because they're so intense. They're so rich. So I'm happy. I really enjoyed it. But yes, it is a heavy beer. And then I was going to throw Fremont Head Full of Dynamite on there, but we tried that now. And so I'll move on to you guys and then let you guys talk about some of your good, and I'll jump back on my good at the tail end. Isaac, you want to go?
Yeah, I don't have any, like, super bad beers that I've tried lately where I need to like throw out a public advisory of like, hey, don't drink this. It's going to hurt your soul. So a couple standouts. So Jasmine, for her bridesmaids, got a selection of beers that she put in these like super nice six pack holder deals. And she went and filled them over at Pint Defiance here in Tacoma. And she based her selection entirely on label. Nothing about the beer mattered at all.
More importantly, design of label, right?
Of label. Like, the crazier and more interesting and cartoonish the label, the better.
Saw a weird cat one.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the one I want to talk about. I want to talk about. So it was, it's called Sparkle Muffin. And it's got, yeah, exactly. It's got this, like, cat who's flying through space. And it's just, like, purple and pink and, like, super, super colorful. And that shit was good.
Was it a glitter beer?
No, it was not a glitter beer. Sparkle Muffin, not a glitter beer. I mean, I drank it out of the can, so I didn't actually, like, examine the beer. Yeah. But it's out of Revision Brewing Company out of Nevada, so I'm actually going to be looking out for them.
I've had Revision before. I think I just had an IPA, but I don't think I had anything that pretty.
They were phenomenal. Sparkle Muffin. If you see a crazy cat design, don't be turned off, you beer nerds out there, from like the label and go, oh,
I mean, to be fair, just do a label. I don't think beer nerds will ever be turned off by crazy designs.
Okay, that's probably
true. That's their favorite thing.
I mean, it's my favorite thing too. So yeah, anyway, Sparkle Muffin, bomb. That was the huge standout of that entire selection. I was really impressed with Bourbon and Berries from Fox Island Brewing yesterday.
That ended up on your good,
It did end up on my good. You didn't like it. Was that your bad?
That's not my bad. That's my indifferent. I will be honest.
All right.
I will say, since we're here talking about Fox Island, I'll jump in real quick. I didn't mind their cherry bourbon. I got it for Amanda. I didn't hate it. It was okay. It was a little sweet or tart for me. I can't tell what that flavor was at the beginning where I was like, oh, I don't love this. But the bourbon barrel aged part of it and the stout part of it were pretty good. I just thought the cherry may have been too heavy.
Cherry cordial, man. Tastes like a cherry cordial.
Were you talking about Gig Harbor Brewing?
No, I liked the Gig Harbor one.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was the cherry cordial.
I was going to say, that one was good.
Yeah, that was good.
The Fox Island I didn't care for. And then the hazy, since we're on Fox Island, the Fox Island hazy was awful. I'm just going to say it.
I concur.
I know you liked it afterwards.
I did not care for it.
He got
tasted it, and I said, nope.
And he handed it to me, and I was like, oh, hell no, I hated that.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, the thing is, I only had, I didn't get one of my own, so I just had sips of it, and I had it immediately after having one of those Cajun tots, and something about those flavor combination, like the Cajun tots with the hazy, I was like, this shit is bomb. Like, I ate a whole bunch of those.
Well, Allison and Michael had it. They liked it.
Yeah, they seemed to enjoy it. I just, man, you tried it, and I was like, you're right here, and I tried it, I was like, no, especially for a hazy. It just, it was less of a hazy in my mind anyways. It would taste more, I would say it tasted more like a, man, I don't even know. Not
a weird, like,
it had the strangest flavor at the end.
I don't know. Yeah, it had a really weird
flavor. That's actually, you say wheat beer. Yeah. So one of the other beers I had, but that was kind of indifferent, was the Clown Shoes Stranger Wheat Ale. I don't know if you saw that. It had a weird can also.
Oh, man, I got that downstairs right now. I've got one left over.
It wasn't bad, but it had a weird kind of flavor. And I guess you're kind of right. That tasted kind of like that. So it may have been a little wheat heavy than it was IPA heavy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was odd.
I do have to throw out for one thing for Fox Island, though. Like, the $10 beer in a bucket of balls, actually go and use, like, they have the clubs there for you, too. Like, you just get this. It's a small bucket. It wasn't, like, a huge bucket or anything. But
it was more than we needed, though. That was exactly what we needed. Just enough to crush some balls. And
that was perfect.
I'm excited about golfing again. I really was.
Same here. Like, I was stoked.
I'm already starting looking up for clubs and offer up. So we'll see what happens.
Performance Golf Center that they were the brewery is inside.
Don't let me know. I just go there golf.
And Gig Harbor.
Just so we're not hating on them. I thought the pale ale was quite better.
The pale was fine. And their smoked one it wasn't my favorite, but I got the flavor and I get it. But everyone else seemed to like it. It just wasn't for me because of the smoking note to them. But the beginning part, I was like, oh, I love it. And then smoky, I was like, that's weird. But I don't really like smoky beers that much. It was a great place to visit, and it got me excited about golfing again. Yeah. I will say the one weird downside was they couldn't take your beer out to the...
Yeah, you couldn't bring it.
That was odd. That was odd. They didn't have any good place to put your beer.
But I mean, that would be so easy to put, like, a little stand there, you table. Put your beer on, and then you crush the balls, and you're like, I'm going to sip a couple of beers, crushing balls, and then eventually you start falling over as you're crushing the balls. But I mean, golf. You can take beers on the golf course. Yeah. So I don't know why.
Yeah, the golf thing is drinking.
Also, yes. They have a mini golf course. I don't think you could take the beer out there either. And it's just like, oh man, that kills me because that narrows.
Must be something with their permitting.
Yeah.
I imagine it's an outdoor thing.
Yeah.
Because that like narrows narrows
bowling.
Bowling. Yep. They have the indoor mini golf, and you could drink the beer as you go.
God. Yeah.
I've
drank a lot of beer and done a lot of mini golfing over there.
Let's jump into this beer, and then we'll jump into your good. Beer of note that you have.
Sounds good.
I don't know any story about this. I know you had on your list of like Fremont beers you wanted to try, but this is Dark Star Imperial Oatmeal Stout.
It's a solid beer.
It's a cool label, too. I like the label a lot.
So, Dark Star, Fremont has a couple darker beers. They have a porter that we tried at the location, although I failed to miss the name, but then they do an Abominable series. Which is their really, really special winter ale stuff where they do a lot of different flavors. They have the cinnamon ba-bomb. They have the coffee ba-bomb.
That's really dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their Dark Star is another one of their big imperial stouts. So, I mean, that's why I wanted to make sure to get something like this for the podcast so we could try something besides IPAs. Because they're very big on IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
They have, besides the hazies that they're throwing out, besides their pails and their imperial IPAs, they also have the Lush IPA. They're just huge in IPAs, just like everyone else right now.
Yeah, Lush is good. Mm-hmm. They have the Interurban. That's a...
Oh, shit, that's another IPA.
And then they have,
IPA.
Like, the, they have the Spring... Is it Spring Daisy or whatever?
Something
that,
like that.
That one's super good, but I think it's just seasonal.
Yeah. So, I mean, like all breweries right now, IPAs are the hot jam. But, yeah. So I wanted to get something that was a little bit different. I figured this would be a good end note too because I think it's gonna kill our palate for a second. All
right, that's fine.
Let's try it out.
Let's kill it.
It's good.
Oh man, I love stouts so much.
Yep.
It does have a little bit of smokiness at the end though.
It does,
but not bad smokiness. I think smokiness works really well with stouts.
Yeah.
Did you want to try it?
Yeah,
So Seth. You had actually made a trip down to Three Magnets for us, I believe.
Yeah, it's not a long trip from my house. I'm like 10 minutes away, which is great. So I had I went there for their new can release. It released a new Big Tom's Milkshake IPA. This one, the last one was like a creamsicle one. This one was, let's see, I'm trying to...
It's a berry. Blackberry?
It's like a berry, but I was going to look up the berries.
I think it's blackberry or mixed berry.
It's blackberry, strawberry...
So it was a mixed berry.
Blueberry, blackberry, strawberry, and vanilla, I think.
Huh.
Anyways, it just tasted... It was like super kind of jammy. It was... it had a little bit of bitterness, but a really kind of a neat fruit flavor. It's not one that I drink a lot of, but it's definitely one that's like cool to try. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there's one downstairs for you guys.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. Anyways, and then I also had their, they released a couple of IPAs.
You had both of them, right?
Yes.
Were you able to grab them on tap or did you have to grab them in can?
Cans.
That's the only way they were selling it?
The night that I went. I don't know if they had them. Crazy. They also had, I was there yesterday as well.
let's call that out. You became a membership.
A supporter, for, yeah.
Yeah.
Supporter
is that the same thing as like other small breweries where you get a cup and it's like a mug club thing or is this different?
Different. So you get, with the supporting membership, you pay a fee and then when you go, you get discount on their new release beer that's on tap. And then you also get like a canned discount for canned purchases. And then you get a 20-ounce mug instead of 16.
Oh, so cool.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So it's cool.
So how much is it? People may want to know.
I don't... I think I paid... I bought it partway through the year, though, so it's prorated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I paid $30.
Nice, that's good.
Oh, that's a killer deal.
It's not that bad.
So it's like 60 a year?
So, yeah, roughly? Maybe it's a little bit more than that. Maybe it's 80 a year. And okay. Maybe I paid 40. I don't know, something like that. I don't think it's maybe $80 a year.
That seems like a good deal. I mean, because
especially if you're there often,
and it's a great location too. Like they do good food.
Yeah,
clearly good beer. We talk about them a lot.
I figured with all the can releases that they do,
save the hazy for you guys because I have another one at home and I've had a lot of the hazy, so I'm gonna move on.
It makes sense with all the can purchases I've been doing there. Yeah. But yeah, so they also released they released a few other beers, but I just had the three.
They had other ones also. Oh, we saw those.
There
three
was
pop
one
up.
More, I think. Or maybe it was just those three.
I saw those three pop up on Instagram. I sent that to you almost like
the
first day, but I didn't see what else they had. I know.
So
they,
so they re-released. They did a blended edition of Big Juice and Little Juice smoothie. So they have a Little Juice smoothie edition
green
blended.
Can and
that
the
Little Juice is pink can.
Okay.
Okay. And it's different hops. And then they have a big juice, which is the green can smoothie edition blended, which is different hops as well. So they had the little juice on tap. Actually, I think they had the big juice on tap as well. But the other two cans, there's a Kinda Bonkers, which is a IPA, and then Totally Bonkers is a double, which is amazing. The Kinda Bonkers was okay. It's just kind of okay. Mm-hmm. It was a solid beer, but it didn't do anything for me. But the Totally Bonkers was really good.
The Totally Bonkers, it's not only a double, but if I recall, is it a double dry hopped?
It's double dry hopped, yeah.
Yeah, so double dry hopped has been really good for me, being like an IPA guy. The dry hopping process, they don't have as much of the hop like just sitting in there for a long time in the oils, yes.
Right.
So it's been really phenomenal. I like it a lot.
Double dry hop beers. Yep. And that was a solid beer. I have some of that at home. And there's one downstairs for each of you guys as well.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, very excited about
that. Did you have anything else? Well, here, I'll jump into myself real quick.
Yep.
Because once again, I just got a stupid
It's like getting list. A hook.
You can't help but talk about yourself, Ricky.
So I won't cover everything, but I will mention Belching Beaver Digital Bath. I tried it again. Mm. I liked it still. I still like that beer. I don't know if you tried it after something else. You tried it at one point. You said you didn't like it last podcast.
That's right.
And I was like, maybe I was wrong. And I tried it again.
Oh, I had it at Oli's Tap Room.
Yeah. Well, and I got one for Amanda. Amanda got one for the Bachelorette thing, and I drank it because she has like IPAs. And
it has a cool label. It
has a dope label.
Yep.
I think it's a... What's that band that wears the mask all the time?
Slipknot?
No, they're the trap music almost. Oh, my God. It's so dumb that I'm going to forget this. But either
Dead way. Mouse?
No. Yes, but no. But
the same, more popular guys same, that are like Deadmau5.
They've been around forever. It doesn't matter. It's so dumb that I'm even caring. But thank you. Deftones is... It's a Deftones beer.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah, a collab of Deftones. And so, it's not important. I don't know why I made that big a deal of it. But... people need to know that Deftones is collabing with them. I tried it again. Because I was like, man, maybe I was wrong. And I was like, I still fucking like this beer. It's still a solid beer.
Just difference in palate, I guess.
I think you need to try it again. I think you need to try it after...
Need an intervention.
I think you need to try it when you don't have a heavy beer in front of it. Because you said you tried it with something else.
I think I was drinking Sticky Hands.
Block Sticky Hands Sticky is so hands. Hard. that's a heavy, hoppy beer.
I think I did Sticky Hands, and then
I think if you would have gone Digital Bath to Sticky Hands, you would be like, "Oh, this isn't bad." It's still, I still would say it's not like my top beer, but it's a solid IPA.
Yeah,
I'll try
it again just for you.
That was a note worth noting. We went to Airways. I actually went Airways twice because it was my birthday weekend, and I do that kind of stuff. But we went to Airways after the run, and there was a hazy IPA. Batch 747. That may have been one of my favorite beers of the summer. I would say within the top five so far of summer.
Yeah.
It was dynamite. Just great flavor. I had two of them and I was like, God, this beer is so good. I mean, you said it was really good at first and I was like, oh, maybe I'll try it. And I tried it and I was like, oh my God, this is the beer I want to drink for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, I had the, I don't know if he was the brewer or what.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is, but he's super, super nice. He was there the first time we went. And stupid nice there.
Yeah.
Super friendly, super helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I came in exhausted and semi-dead after that run. And he was just like, you need a couple tasters of beer? And I was like, yes, please. And yeah, I tried their double IPA and the 747. Mm-hmm. And 747 was just so good. I was like, it's just one of those hands down. I know exactly what I'm getting. Like, that's what I want.
From first sip, you're just like, this is it. This is what I want to drink for the rest of the day.
Yep.
They
had a tasty stout, too.
One more beer.
Yes. I want to mention. No, go ahead. Definitely.
Did you guys try the Blood Orange Golden Ale at Gig Harbor?
Yeah, I tried yours.
Yeah, it tasted like a Fanta or like an orange soda or something.
It was so odd. It was so good.
It was really perfect. Refreshing, really nice, and like I only had a little taster. I didn't have a full like pint, but it was actually really good.
Yeah, I would say if somebody's going out with like a person who doesn't really like to drink a lot of beer, like that would be a.
It didn't taste great like place it. Almost go. Didn't taste like beer.
Almost not.
It was so weird. Like it was almost like a soda. That's me. I'm kicking here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It almost
had like a fizziness to it.
Well, like it was like the first sip almost tasted like Sprite, and then it kind of felt like it turned into a. I said Fresca, but you said Fanta. That's not wrong. Also, it had like a citrusy really soda taste at the end. Well, one is like a grapefruit, one is like an orange.
Not a soda drinker.
Yeah, I mean neither am I, but I used to be.
Big it's like an orange
fat,
crush.
Big old fat soda drinker. So the last couple of beers I want to mention: Gig Harbor. They had a blackberry, black cherry, barrel aged stout. I was super excited to try. It was for Tacoma Beer Week, but ended up in Gig Harbor. This is the Gig Harbor Brewing location, actually in Gig Harbor.
Yep.
Their first brewery, which is super confusing, was down on 38th Street in Tacoma. So when you tell people that you're like, I'm going to try Gig Harbor Brewing, they're like, there's no in Tacoma. You're like, it is, nerd. It is in Tacoma. That's why it happened on Reddit almost all the time. So it's not important. And then the last one I tried was Wet Coast Top Rung Collab. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
The Hazy Collab.
Oh, what was that called?
It's not important.
No, I've got it.
Oh, you have it?
I took a picture of the menu just because I knew this was going to come up.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I mean, Top Rung for me almost can do no wrong. I've tried
Mutual
a lot
haze.
Of Top Rung.
Mutual haze.
That's exactly what it's called. I remember that now. And then outside of the good stuff, I had one other bad beer.
Oh, wait, hang on. I got to do one more
before
we get on the bad.
I don't want to go in the negative without some good.
Yeah. We've got a lot of good. We've got a lot of good so far.
Wow, it's been so much good.
Yeah. Did you guys try the Racing Rooster Red over at Gig Harbor?
I had it before.
Oh, I had it there yesterday.
That's the best red I've ever had.
Really?
They have a really good red.
Yeah.
I agree.
That is the best red I've ever had.
Interesting. Is that the best red I've ever had?
Vicious Circle was my favorite from Fishtail before that. And Vicious Circle is a great red.
The Ridge Red?
Yeah, Racing...
The Ridge, well, like Silver City has one called Ridge Red that might be. Noli has a one that's really good too.
I want to correct you every time you say Noli because I think it's No Lie.
No, I just.
But we
it's
don't
too
know.
Late. It's the same thing with the
Isn't it Northern Lights?
Probably.
I
don't know.
I think it's Northern Lights.
Okay. Not important. I'll continue, sorry.
It is important.
No, that's all I got.
That was it? Okay, so for my bad, let's ease into it. Let's start with the indifferent. Narrows is doing these Tacoma based brewing. Beers where they're naming one like per location. We tried Narrows maybe 3 years ago and we were just like, this isn't really for us. And it was partially because they have a weird, flight list. When they do a flight, they do a set flight. Basically they have like six beers they throw on the flight, which it's just not my favorite thing to do anyways. Narrows is starting to do this new thing though, where they're like doing like a lot of more small things. I think they saw some people like Three Magnets and were like, we could do that too. They're doing these Tacoma based breweries, which I really like. The first two we had were okay, and the third one I had was okay. They keep falling into that okay market, but they have some stuff on tap that I want to try. But I think they're always going to be an okay brewery for me. But always got to try them because they're Tacoma. The last one I'd say that I didn't like was Mac and Jack's Summer State IPA. Mac and Jack's has one of the best amber ales ever in the African Amber. I think the rest of their beers are okay. Once they leave, I guess it's when they leave their set like three or four, they hit a really weird, not good to okay market. Because we tried one of them at the Tacoma, I'll talk about it in a second, the name of the Brewfest that we went to last year. And I was like, oh, this isn't a good beer at all. And I think if they get out of their comfort zone, they're not great. And like I said, it was a Mac and Jack Summer Stay IPA, and I was just like, oh man, I'm struggling to finish this one. Yeah. It was a 12-ounce can, and I was fighting to finish that one. Did you guys have any other beers? We talked about the Black Cherry. We talked about I think we covered everything. I was going to say my top three, but why? What's the point? The final note I would say would be Silver City Tropic Haze. It's been basically my beer of summer. I've been drinking so much of that beer that I might be keeping them in business now.
The first time I had them was when, I don't remember what party it was that we went to your house, but I brought a six pack over, randomly picked it off the shelf, and then just fell in love. Just fell in love.
Should our next beer be Silver City? Did we make a mistake by picking Pacific or something? Maybe our next beer we should be Silver City?
Oh man, I'm into that. I'm into Silver City.
The only thing I would want is that we'd have to have the Time Lord.
Available.
If we could get the Time Lord, I would say just do Silver City, because the Time Lord is amazing. Lord. It's their stout. And they do a barrel-aged version of it, which is also really, really good.
Oh, okay.
We'll think about that. We'll discuss that later. Okay, so I wanted to talk about breweries we visited. We visited a lot of breweries together.
We did.
I visited some with my wife on my birthday weekend. So I, once again, have a lot of breweries. So I don't know if you guys want to go first or want me to start and then throw you guys in.
I don't really have anything new. I mean, we talked...
Just the ones that we did together.
Yeah,
we did a ton.
And then Odd Otter for me. Like, I hit Odd Otter, which was separate from you guys, but otherwise it was
Although almost in the same day. We were all in the same... We were basically just echoing each other's path, except we ended up Pacific. You guys ended up Odd Otter. What was that even called?
Oh, that's right. We did a bunch for your... Was that after the last podcast.
Are you talking about the? You're not talking about the bachelor party. That was a long time ago. That was like 2 podcasts
ago. No, yeah, that was in May.
That's
May
26th. Right. Oh, that's right.
You've lost track of time. How old are you? You're starting to get that time warp thing.
So I'm losing it all. It's all going.
So for myself, I visited one of my, I would say my bucket list breweries has always been Cloudburst. I finally made it to Cloudburst. We tried Cloudburst maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago. We went to Flastic Brewing, and it was my birthday, and I was like, what beer would you suggest? He was like, Cloudburst IPA. I was like, sold. And I tried it, and it was like, awesome beer. Plus, I should mention, Flastic is awesome.
Yeah, Flastic
the guy there
is great.
Was
yeah.
super dope, gave me a free beer because it was my birthday, and it was a great recommendation.
And we were there on a Groupon, and yes. A lot of times, like, you know, you go to an event on a Groupon, and they're like, all right, you're not paying full price, like, you're...
Oh shit, we did that on my birthday also too, didn't we? God, I guess we did that last weekend also. God, we did so much that day. We don't go to Seattle very often, so we did all of Seattle in one moment. But yeah, Cloudburst has been a... Although we did see Cloudburst was at Parkway Tavern, I wish I would have known ahead of time, I would have made a visit over there. But Cloudburst is awesome. They're a very IPA heavy place. They had maybe... Out of, I think it was like 10 beers, 3 non-IPA beers.
Yeah, you posted a photo of that, and it was a very IPA.
Yes, very good place, though. Very good beer. Very weird brewery. We got there, they opened at 2 o'clock on that Friday. I think we were there at 2:15, 2:20, and they had a line. Yeah, it was basically out the door. And it's a very narrow, and then it opens up at the end. They don't do a lot. It didn't look like they did flights or anything. I didn't ask, but I looked at it, and I was like, it doesn't look like they do flights. They have a butcher paper up that they write the beers on for the day, and I think they rip it down and start over the next day, depending on what sells out. They're very, very small. The fact that they got beers down here in Tacoma, it must have been a very special event, because it sounds like they do 99% of their beer in-house, and then the rest of it's a couple breweries and stuff around the location. It sounds like we went to Flastic, like I said, they had another beer there, but I don't think they get much out of Seattle very often. Went to Fremont. That was another bucket list one, but because I don't know why I put that on my bucket list, but I really wanted to try them after the beer, multiple beer fests and the hazies. I really like their hazy, and we need to go there again for sure. Made a walkthrough Pike Place. I'm not really counting that one. They weren't open yet, so we're just kind of wandering around taking pictures. I was like, nah, let's get out of here. We didn't get to try it, and I was already full of beer and food. I went to Airways twice because I went there on.
Can we address that for a second?
Yeah.
So you're wandering through Pike Place, and it's already they're closed. They're not open yet.
Yes.
But you're already full of beer and food.
No.
So
was it
like 10 a.m.?
To be fair, that wasn't the case. What happened is we got there at 10 a.m. and we were wandering around. They weren't open yet, and then we went in Fremont, and then Flatstick, and that's when we got full of beer and food. And then we came back, and I was like, "Want to go to Pike Place?" And I was like, "I want to drink a beer." And I was like, "Nah, I will go that another time." So, yes, by then it was like 2 o'clock and we were heading over to Cloudburst, and that was the main goal. Airways twice, Seven Seas in Tacoma once, which is always good. They had a hazy IPA, that's why I really, really wanted to go there. Went to Pacific, which was weird because they were having like a Highland Game people there, or a field hockey or something. It was super weird. But they were serving beer in plastic cups, but it was still a good beer. But they were out of the beer we wanted, which was a stout. And then we had got a red. Went to Fox Island yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not a huge fan of Fox Island at this point. But they did have Tacoma Brewing Company in there, which is something I've wanted to try for a long time again.
That was a good beer.
Yeah, that was a solid summer ale. Summer IPA, as you say. Mm-hmm. Gig Harbor Brewing, which I love Gig Harbor, but this is our first time in the actual Gig Harbor location of Gig Harbor Brewing, which is weird. And then Wet Coast. Wet Coast we go to like once every 3 months. Always love it. Solid beers. Although, Allison didn't like... Did you guys try the stout that Allison had?
Mm-mm. No.
So, like you said, stouts are really odd because they have this... If it's not like flavored weird, it just kind of takes water down.
Yep.
And that's kind of the truth about stout sometimes. I think their Thief is very good, but... Or Milk... It's like Milk Stout Thief or Milk Thief Stout or something. Solid beer, but does have kind of a bland taste.
Oh, no, I did try that.
Yeah.
No, I did try that.
What did you think of it?
Didn't like it.
Yeah, see?
It's very watered down.
We talked about it. I don't think it's watered down necessarily. I just think
it
a stout...
Down to me.
I think a stout isn't supposed to have a very strong flavor, but we've been turned by like stuff like that, the Dark Star or whatever, where they've turned up the notch, and it almost seems like that should have a different name. Or maybe it's like the Porter.
I think the Porter is supposed to be a little less punch.
That's interesting. I would say I think the Porter's supposed to have the higher punch, honestly. We'll discuss this later in a future podcast.
Perhaps after doing a little research on our own.
So we've gone through our breweries, we've gone through our beers. Let's talk about we did beer goals last week. That was your idea. That was actually really awesome. So let's talk about the beer goals we've done and completed versus the ones that we have not. We'll start with you, Seth, because yours is actually completed. You completed 100%.
I set the bar low.
Your previous beer goal was 3 Mags new releases, which you did.
Which I was there for the 3 Magnets new releases. We kind of talked about that earlier.
Yeah, we are.
Probably will continue to go to all their new releases because it's really close. And
they have good beer. I don't know.
They're prolific.
They're just really smart about their microbrewery. I don't even know what to call it. I guess they're not really a microbrew because they've made it pretty far north. But there's something about 3 Magnets that's very special right now, where they're doing the little mini can releases, kind of like Bottle Logic. I don't know what to call that kind of brewery, where they focus heavily on their special releases, and then everything else is still good, but their special releases are the jam.
Yeah, and there are always like some weird twists.
Yeah. Like, even, like, Belching Beaver does it to a certain extent. Like, they have their peanut butter stout, but that's kind of I'd call that almost a standard at this point. But then they have their horchata one. Oh,
man. Yeah.
And that, like, that's
and
a whole different level. Yeah.
And the spicy stout. Yeah. Spicy Mexican peanut butter stout. Yep.
So it's weird, like, because, like I said, Bottle Logic does, like, a very similar thing where, like, once a month, like, I almost have to take them off Instagram because I envy them so much. But I see them drop their stuff, like, once a month, and I'm like, God damn, I want to try that beer. And 3 Magnets is doing the same thing. I think Narrows is trying to do the same thing, but they're not quite there yet. Okay, so Isaac, your previous goal was 7 Seas, just in general, just to hang out at 7 Seas, and Fox Island. I put Foxtail, but that's not right. Fox Island.
Yeah, Fox Island, went there. I liked what I had, so I enjoyed it. And I really enjoy the fact that they are in there with a driving range. Like, I have to say that again. Yeah. That was a great time.
Yeah.
Except
for a sliver I got.
Okay. That was. That was an operation.
Working on that sliver.
My wife and your wife helped save me.
Yep. Knives, tweezers involved. You lost a lot of skin, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. It's not too bad.
I never made it to 7 Seas. I thought I would. We had so much family coming into town for
the
wedding. It's just tough. All the task list took over, and I was just busy all day when family was in town. So, never made it, but I want to go back.
Cool.
I still do. So that actually made it to my list for my next
7 Seas beer moves
goal.
Over for
yep.
the next
yeah,
September.
Yeah, totally does.
August, September move.
And I don't think this is going to happen because I think it already happened this year, but I would really like to hit up the Lakewood Homebrewers Festival.
I do. I don't know.
That's because that's just invite only.
Oh, shit. We're not going to do that.
No, I could. I made it once already. I made
it
once already last year.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
that's...
well, a couple friends. I won't name their names on here, but they invited me. And,
this is a podcast.
Jasmine,
you will name their... No,
I can't do it. You know who you are if you're watching this. But they invited us last year, and it was just an absolute blast. It was like, take any normal beer fest and just take the individual decorations and what goes into each booth up like 12 notches because they had it was a what was the theme? Monty Python and the Holy Grail was the theme. And they had legit like black knights with the arms severed off where there were like taps going off of the arms. And man, I mean we're talking like probably 15 different places.
Like what location was
brewers.
It in?
Lakewood, this is gonna be sad. I don't remember the exact name of the lake that they're on, but it's reserved for speedboating. But they reserve the entire lake, and it's an overnight event. Like, you get invited to go there, you can set up a tent, you can stay the night, just drink a ton of good homebrewed beer and talk to people who love beer about what they do in their free time and need. I tasted the best mead I've ever had in my entire life.
We should talk about mead at some point, but not right now.
We should. Dude, I'm not a big fan of mead. They have different types of mead than what you can buy on a shelf. So good. Anyway, the Lakewood Homebrewers Festival. I would like to get into that next year.
Real quick before Ricky like has a whole bunch of things to talk about. my next goal is the Tumwater Artisan Brew Fest.
Oh, and that's coming up.
That's okay. August 18th.
So we have
August 18th. As of now. Next weekend.
Okay. That's right. So we're gonna jam through like the last 10 minutes. Goal wise, I hit Cloudburst. That was a huge goal for me. My next set of goals are I can't read my handwriting. I have a bunch of goals, ideas. One of them is a podcast trip down to Trapdoor.
Oh, that's right.
Once you got out there, and although you haven't even tried their beer.
I haven't tried it.
I should wait till you try their beer before you're like, because you might try and be like, oh, this is horseshit. This is really bad.
You really talked it up. It's got to be
good. I know. And now I feel bad, because what happens if you try and you're like, oh, this is like digital
bad. Yeah, but there's like, three different ones. They have to be at least one good one.
The Tang one, at least, is, I think, I feel very confident you'll enjoy the Tang one, at least. I haven't tried the other two, technically. I have my home. Because the guy at Pint Defiance convinced me I wasn't going to buy them. And then Pint Defiance guy was like, hey, try these two. They're so good. That guy, he's so good at selling me beers.
Oh, they're great at Pint Defiance.
He's too good.
Yep. Oh, well, they're the refrigerator being chilled.
They soften you up with the beer on tap. And then,
they're just too nice.
And they start talking about the beer in the fridge. And then, boom, that's where you spend all your money.
So the other beer goals I have is I did fail this one. It was going down to South Beach area in Washington, Portland area, where you're like Astoria, Bowie, Fort George, and Pelican. Yep. We didn't make it down there.
We did Bowie, though.
Yeah, but I want to do it again. I want to make another trip down there and actually have Fort George, Bowie, and Pelican. Sure. But Pelican is actually in Portland, so that's like another 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
But I really want to try Pelican at some point. And then there's a South Seattle one where like you have like Lowercase Brewing. We saw it off the train. I don't know how we could get there from the train. So I think we'd have to drive it or Uber it at best. And then there's Flying Lion in that area. There's a lot on the train track where you like kind of see them, but they're by the time it stops, it's like, oh, it's so far away. Same thing with the light rail. I want to kind of hit some of those breweries. I've seen them at like Beer Fest, but I haven't actually seen them in person. And then I wouldn't mind making a trip to Vancouver/Portland, because that's what we discussed this morning. That
if you're like, going to Vancouver,
we'll go to Portland, which isn't a bad thing because we'll get some Pine Straight biscuits, because Pine Straight biscuits are awesome. But then we could hit Trapdoor in Vancouver, Hopworks, Modern Times, Base Camp. I mean, there's so many, breweries in Portland.
We should hit the Doors, Trapdoor, and Screen Door for food.
See, I haven't actually been to those. I know of them. I haven't actually been to them. They've been on my list of places I want to try, but... okay, and then I was going to cover... Sorry, I'm trying to cover three things in like 10 minutes.
Yep.
I wanted to go over quickly... Like the upcoming beer fest, Tumwater Brew Fest was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
Olympia one just passed.
Olympia one just went by.
And Brew 5-3 was yesterday.
We just missed that one. We're getting close to Oktoberfest. I'm gonna cover those in a second. We have a Washington Beer and Barbecue coming up soon. That's in South Lake Union in 8/18, so in 2 weeks.
Mm.
Vancouver Brew Fest. That's in Vancouver, Washington, which I didn't know they had. I was like, oh, that's intriguing. That's not until September, middle of September. Hops and Crops. Did you go Hops and Crops or Hops and Props?
Hops and Props at the
meeting. That's one in Seattle, right?
Right, yeah.
So I didn't write that one down because I didn't see it on the... I was just kind of scouring some pages, but you went to that last year. You said that was really cool, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. That was amazing.
Is that in the fall, Eric? Because there's a lot of Cascade stuff, right?
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, it was cold out. I'm trying to think.
I think it was spring.
It was like early spring.
Okay.
Like really early spring.
We need to keep an eye out for that when that comes around. Oh, yeah. Because I think that would be a lot of fun.
Tickets were not cheap.
That museum is phenomenal.
No. But it was worth it. You get the whole museum, all you can eat food, all you can eat drinks. And they had amazing, like, barrel-aged, like, heavy-duty big beers. They had Kittens Mittens, which I'm trying to think, was that from No Lives, Kittens Mittens? I don't know. There was a whole bunch of, like, 10% beers that tasted amazing, and I can't remember the names, but I know Kittens Mittens is one of them, because you can't forget that. I wish I remember who made it. But yeah, it's worth going to.
Nice. Hey, you gotta drive to get there, though, right? Like, that's worth getting, like, a hotel
room. Well, no, it's in Monroe?
It's at the
flight
museum. It's like SeaTac, yeah. Man. It's like basically SeaTac.
No, it's further north.
It's by Boeing Field.
Yeah, that's the thing. Boeing, north of Seattle. Oh, no, I guess you're right. We see it on the train.
We got a hotel room and Ubered.
You have to.
That's a great idea.
That's the downfall for that one.
Or we lifted or whatever.
Yeah. okay, so then there's one in Tacoma Dome, which we went to last year, which we had a lot of fun, which I suggest for everyone, called the South Sound Craft Beer Fest. That's a lot of winter and fall ales also. And then there's a Great Pumpkin Beer Fest, which we've tried to go through for like 3 years. We had tickets 1 year and Amanda got sick and it sold. I was able to sell them on eBay real quick. We're at IKEA. And then, with that being said, Oktoberfest. They're all coming up like immediately. So Little Creek has one that we've gone through for like last, 4 or 5 years.
Little Creek Casino?
Yes, down in Shelton.
Oh, wow.
So close to you, and I mean, you can get down close there enough. Also. Close, I mean, no one's technically close to Shelton, except for people who live in Shelton. But yeah, it's a good brew fest. We had a couple years, like the first year we went was so amazing, and then it got kind of tapered down, and then we ended up going last year, full disclosure, for free, because we complained to them, and they're like, oh yeah, you're right, we'll get you in there for free. It's worth it. It's a fun brew fest. You get some German food, pretty good beers across the board. A lot of Oktoberfest beers. You get some German beers, which are kind of fun, like some actual German beers. Mm-hmm. So it's a worthwhile one. This year,
savage Yelp review that got you in there.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
It was actually my mom.
It was like if you think I'm savage, Amanda's mom is much more savage than I will ever be. She is. She brings the hammer down. Like I'm very no. Just she will send them an email. Enrage on them, and it is rough.
Hopefully, my mom doesn't watch this one.
No, it's fine. She knows who she is. She brings the hammer down and makes me look like I'm not good enough. I feel bad because like I'm like I'm gonna review these guys, and then she's like, I'm like, I need to learn how to do that. I don't have the spine to do it. I'm too nice. And then we have the Stein Dash. We did that 1 year, about 2 or 3 years ago.
I want to do the Stein Dash.
So the first year we did it was the first year they did the actual Stein Dash. It was under a 5K. You rush to a spot, chug a beer, rush to a spot, chug a beer, rush to a spot, chug a beer, and then you get free beer inside the thing. Mm-hmm. But they do full-size beers, so it's less of a beer fest. I mean, I guess it's still technically a beer fest, but it's in versus like sampling a bunch of beers, it's like one big beer. Mm-hmm. It's still cool.
They ran out of beer while you're running.
Oh, that's right.
Any running beer.
Yeah. We got there quick enough that we were able to get some beer, but if you're trying to do a decent time, it sucks because you're like going and then there's a big crowd of people and you stop and you chug a beer and you're like, it feels terrible and you keep going. It's okay. It's a fun event and they got better at the distance. So it was actually a 5K. The last one I want to talk about was Dystopian State is doing a Tacoma Oktoberfest.
Really?
9/29, the end of September.
Is that the
wrong date? Oh, my bad. Not 9/29. I looked it up, I swear. You might be right. Okay, 9/29-ish. They're doing an Oktoberfest. It's free for everyone. If you pay $20, you could get a stein. So it might be worth paying the $20 early. And you get a certain amount of tokens, yeah. So Amanda and I are going to go for sure. I don't know if you guys are interested, but I'm throwing it out there to you guys and the world now. That's most of the beer fest coming up. So our final question... While we were getting very short on time, because I was aiming for under an hour, but we were still at an hour anyways. Final question of the week. Bucket list breweries, beers, or events? I have some if you guys are not ready.
Oh, shit. I legitimately thought that was the last question. That's why I brought up the lake.
Interesting. Lake thing. Okay. So, no, fair enough.
There you go.
They were very
it's a bucket
similar.
List thing. That's why
I will start it off then.
It's a good one.
Once again, I made the questions. I got to prepare ahead of time. I have a beer for events. I have the Portland Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. I've wanted to go to this beer fest ever since I went to the Olympia Beer
Not
Fest.
Not worth it, Ricky.
And more importantly, I had a chance to go when I was in Portland, but I didn't know what it was, and I wasn't the beer hipster I am today. So,
you want to have a lot of dirt in your beer? Go to the Portland Brew Fest.
Are you talking about the Oregon Brewer Fest, the one that they start with a waffle walk?
Oh, I'm talking about the one that happens along the waterfront in Portland.
5 days.
Yeah, long-ass time.
Yeah, I want to go to that one.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're
get there
wrong
early,
or
dude.
Right.
Get there
care.
Early.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say. Get
I
there
mean,
super, super early when it's not smoking hot. And my experience there, like, I was there always there, like, day 5. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, Saturday or Sunday is when I went. And what happens is their grass gets torn apart.
Right.
And it just turns into dirt because it's so hot. When you have that many people walking around in dirt... It just kicks up into
yeah.
the air, and every single taster you get gets filled with dirt. Hear this, Portland Brew Fest. That shit sucks. Nobody wants to drink a bunch of dirt. I left immediately. I didn't even use all my tokens. I just gave them to somebody and peaced out.
To be fair, if I go, my plan is to go on Wednesday when they start so we can do the waffle walk.
There you go.
Get the waffles, and then do Beer Fest. And then I have heard from the guy at work that from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's basically not worth going because it's so packed out.
Yeah.
So I want to go to, let me refine this then. I want to go to Portland Brewer Fest or Oregon Brewer Fest Wednesday and Thursday. And then get the fuck out of Oregon before it gets crazy.
There you go.
In addition to that, this is a long distance bucket list thing. One smaller and one longer distance. I want to go Leavenworth for Oktoberfest at one point. But more importantly, that's just mostly so I could go to Germany for Oktoberfest at some point in my life. I was born in Germany. I don't know anything about it. I was only there for 10 months. I was a military brat. I was born in the U.S. and Germany, basically, is what it comes down to. I've always wanted to go to Oktoberfest at some point. Because it's crazy, it's awesome, it's where it's from, I want to do it. Oh, I say some math in my head, I just realized something. So breweries, eventually I want to do, I have a bunch of like kind of long distance goal stuff, but I want to make another trip down to California, hit up Belgian Beaver, hit up Stone again, but more importantly, Bottle Logic. I loved Bottle Logic so much. Bottle Logic
was great.
And I see them post stuff online like every week, and I'm like, it hurts so much. It hurts my soul because I have no interest in living in California, but I so much want to go to Bottle Logic every week. I wish if I had the stupidest amount of money, I would just have a condo in California. So every time they do one of their releases, I fly there, buy my thing, and get the hell out of California.
You wouldn't need a condo to do that.
Well, okay, then I guess I wish I knew someone to live right next to Bottle Logic. Is what it really comes down to. And then when it comes to, like, long-distance beer bucket list for beers, there's a lot of East Coast stuff I want to try with Treehouse, Trillium, and Toppling Goliath. I've been seeing that stuff pop up on Reddit, and every time I see it makes me super envious. So those are my beer bucket list things for long-term life goals or whatever. Anything get rattled in your mind, Seth?
I don't think I looked that far ahead for my beer goals. Mostly just looking forward to the Tumwater Brew Fest, really.
Which is next week, right?
It's next weekend, yeah.
Next weekend.
And then super I'll see how it goes. Go.
I mean, I'm excited about what we're going to end up doing. I guess that's a bucket, a little goal, is that Boulevard Brewing is in where we're going next week. So I'm excited about
Boulevard, like, where are they based in? Kansas? Yes. Yeah. That's like a big thing for Lindsay.
Wait a minute. Are we going to Kansas or Missouri?
Kansas City, Missouri? They're in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, anyways, Lindsay loves Boulevard.
They're pretty. They have some pretty solid beers. Plus, there's a. I mean, that's a home of distilling, so we're gonna hit all the distilleries that we can and get whiskey drunk.
That's a good call. Mm-hmm.
All right, I mean, we talked about wine already, so
yeah, and then so we're good. I guess that's the end of the podcast. We covered all of our stuff. We have some goals for next week that we'll try out. Or I'm sorry, next month. Our next brewery day will be, or our next podcast day will be the 9th, is what we said, right?
Yes.
So. The benefit of that is that will be the day after the brew fest we're going to, Oktoberfest. So we'll be able to talk about that. You guys are invited. Cool. Although, I don't know. You can't sit with us because Amanda's parents will get mad.
You can sit with us.
We say that now, but then Amanda's all get mad at us.
We'll let you know on September 9th if we got to sit with them or not.
We'll bring Madison's parents. They can have a parents mingle moment.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Put them together and then...
And they'll just talk about how disappointed they are in the kids. It'll be fun. but yeah.
Their spouses, am I right?
Yeah. I honestly did not hear what you said there, but high-fived it.
I'll high-five anything. Right?
So not their spouses, right?
Yeah. So yeah, overall, that covers it. September 9th will be our next recording. I'll try to get this out tomorrow afternoon. Or should I give it a couple days? No, I'm going to go for tomorrow afternoon. I don't mess around.
Get it.
Because I messed around last time. It took forever to come out. And it was embarrassing. And then after our beers will either be, for next time, will be Pacific, Top Rung.
Or that think? Other one we talked about.
I can't remember now.
Yep.
Too much beer. Beer drunk. All right.
Oh, it was Silver City.
Silver City. Silver City would be good. Once again, I'll say, Silver City is the right move if we could get the Time Lord, because the Time Lord is beautiful. It's just a beautiful thing. Plus...
Did you just have a small moment of silence for Time Lord?
It's a Doctor Who movie also. I imagine they did it because of David Tennant. But I don't know if that's true. All right. Well, thank you for all that. We will see you next week. Once again, if you want to email us a question of the week or of the month, that'll be awesome, and we will make sure to talk about it. If you want to... we do a lot of stuff on Instagram, We're going to maybe start a Facebook, but probably not. And we have a Twitter. Maybe we'll start our webpage at one point. Who knows? We have a lot of options. But you can contact us at Sip and Tell on all the on Twitter, Instagram, and Google Mail. And then on my personal Instagram is Aging Nerds. I do a lot of stuff that has to do with beer and food and hiking and running. Seth has Seth department.
It's in being changed.
But it hasn't been used for a while.
Seth underscore department.
Seth underscore department.
And then Isaac is Beard underscore on fire. Yep. And he posts stuff about.
I rarely stuff post also. Anything.
I guess I'm the only person on social media.
Not really posting
media,
that much. To be
so
honest.
We will follow see you Ricky. Next. Yeah, follow me. I'll tell you where all the beer and other nerdy stuff is at. Mm-hmm. Thank you once again for watching if you saw. And then thank you for listening if you listened. We will see you next month.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's an outro to the Sip and Tell podcast.